Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. You're going to see how all of these threads sort of make it together and are woven this morning as we really spend a lot of time talking about the wonderful Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy, New York. The music we just heard is from Old Crow Medicine Show. They're having their holiday hootenanny on the 17th of December, and we wanted you to be aware of that. Also, that there is this really cool thing that has happened, that the music hall is all beautiful and is gleaming in parts, and we're very excited to tell you about it. It has embarked on a transformation to preserve its historic charm while evolving into a dynamic year-round hub for community engagement and creative expression. Their reopening celebration concert is on December 2nd with actress and singer Leah Salonga, who will join us later on this morning to tell us more about the hall itself. We welcome John Albaum, who is executive director of the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, dear friend to this program, and we welcome him heartily to the roundtable this morning. How are you?
Well, I'm good, Joe. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be back here and talking about Renaissance 150, which is what we're so excited about.
Renaissance 150. So it's this is 150 years.
Yeah, 2025 is 150 years of the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. It's incredible.
So when did the seeds of this project start to germinate?
This has been a long journey. It's something that was in my mind almost from the day I started working at the music hall, but because of the potential that existed there. The lobby had been vacant for, you know, quite some time, and we wanted to reactivate that space. But in terms of celebrating the anniversary and broadening our programming, it all kind of ties together.
So tell us where we are now. I know there were different phases, if you will, of the project, different things that you wanted to do. So where are we right now? What has been done? What is still to do?
Sure. So the two aspects to the project. One is to revamp the entire HVAC system for the building, which would include air conditioning, which will allow us to do programming year round, which has never been a possibility for us before. So that's really exciting. So that's pretty far along, and that will be done here quite shortly. The second part is the bank space. What was the Troy Savings Bank banking floor is being transformed into a multi-purpose space, which will have classrooms, rehearsal space, gathering space, lounges, and will really give us a place to give our education programs a home, which we haven't had really on site, which is really important to our mission, and it will just be a tremendous asset to the community.
So we'll get to the first floor there in a second. Here's what I know, having lived here for so long, about the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. This place, this beautiful, gorgeous place, is known far and wide for its acoustics, and for that people seek out the acoustics of this place because it is just so phenomenal. And the idea always was, well, we don't want to screw that up.
Well, we definitely don't want to screw that up.
So is it technology that ultimately brought us to this point?
It's partly technology, a lot of engineering, and we've been working with some great acoustical consultants out of Chicago who have guided us through this, but we have a terrific engineering team. One of the keys to this is isolating the noise that machinery and movement of air can make, and so that's one thing we've paid a lot of attention to. It's been an extraordinarily challenging engineering problem because it's an old building and we're putting in these giant ducts all over the place, yeah, to minimize the noise of the air movement. And it appears to work quite well. We're excited about that. We're going to test it out here.
See how it goes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And but it is something that I guess certainly you're not alone in of renovating and restoring these incredibly beautiful, old, magnificent theaters. And incorporating new technologies so you can still compete in the current environment.
Yeah, it's really important because the production of performances has changed so much. So we've right. had to add digital lighting and sound systems to accommodate the needs. I mean, we'll never do Broadway shows or anything like that. We're just not designed for that.
No.
But we have invested quite a bit over the years in maintaining current state-of-the-art systems.
Are the seats the same?
The seats are the same. Get that question a lot.
Question number one.
Yeah, right. I have been in many theaters which have even tighter seating than ours, I will say, particularly down in the city. But we understand the seating. But for now, that will remain in place.
Well, yeah. The tightness doesn't seem to. I never am bothered by that as much as. But it is. You know, it's a hard surface on your bum for a while.
It is. Yes, it is.
But fine. You have cushions. It's all
we
good.
We do. Yeah,
it's
all
good.
Fine.
It's and it's like you're not that you're giving something up, but it's. I don't know. There's something cool about like this is what we need to protect this so that we can have this incredible sound and performance.
Right. They are a part of the acoustic environment, so that's why we haven't really looked at that as part of a renovation project. And it's funny, you know, when we have our patrons in and even and our artists, they're fascinated by the seats because they're yeah. original and it's and they're wood from 1875, and it, you know, it's really a cool part of the history. So I think that's an asset rather than something, you know, that we need to.
At the risk of this, I know this sounds name droppy, and I apologize, but I was talking to there was a performance with Steve Martin where he was doing a banjo performance with the Steep Canyon Rangers, and it was at Joe's Pub, and it was in New York City, and they were backstage, and they were talking, he had asked where I was from, and I said the Capital Region, and he said the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall is the most incredible place. We sought out the venue that we wanted to play when they first came, when they first were out and came in. And what I have found over the years is that that so often is the case of these artists that seek out a place like and specifically Troy Music Hall because of how special it is in both in size and also of what the room accommodates.
Right. It's such an intimate space, and I think artists appreciate that. They can really have a relationship with the audience that you can't in some other venues. And certainly some, Chris Thiele, Lyle Lovett, they are just really love the room. And it's that's gratifying to us, you know, that it's appreciated so much in the industry.
So let's get to the first four now. You felt it necessary to bring these components in, and it does, as far as the educational side, really does give you more opportunities and also an obligation.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's such an opportunity to make the entire building function as a comprehensive performing arts center so that we can do much more engagement with artists and audiences, as well as sponsoring community events, and I think it really opens up some new opportunities. And we foresee, you know, many, many more thousands of people coming to downtown Troy to participate in those activities, which is a really big part of the scene downtown.
So there will be, the way it looks, it will be space for events.
Right.
And then also rehearsal space.
Right, and rehearsal and classroom space, and then some breakout spaces. I mean, and our box office will actually move down to that floor, which will make our box office accessible, which it hasn't been since forever because of...
A little squishy in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
So, yeah. So, you know, a lot of great changes, and I think we'll bring a lot of new interest, and we have a beautiful new sign on 2nd Street.
That sign. I saw the sign.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's cool.
It's really nice.
Yeah. No, we were really pleased with that, and I think has not caused any waves in the neighborhood or anything. I think people are really happy to see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
As far as the kind of the state of things now of the arts in, and we can say in general, but also in this region, are there any particular challenges now that maybe have not been as potent in the past?
Well, I think people are hesitant to make commitments farther out. I think perhaps buying tickets for shows happens closer to the show date, just because people aren't certain of their plans. Or
bet you'll love that.
Yeah, yeah. Keeps us up at night a little bit, but and I think, you know, certainly like a lot of the tribute shows are very popular right now, because I think there's a yearning for nostalgia. And so we're seeing some of those and some of the legacy artists doing quite well in terms of ticket sales.
And I remember when you announced you were doing your thing and the Egg announced that they were doing their thing. And I'm like, well, where are we going to go? So go see comedians, and where am I going to go? And this is, and it went quickly.
It did. Yeah, it's been 8 months, but it was a quick 8 months.
Yeah, and now we're back, and things are being programmed, and you're back in the game again, and the Egg will be back in the game soon.
Yeah, it's just kind of a funny coincidence, and it happened, and we're all good now.
Yeah, and when you have something like that, to me, and I think I said this the other day on the show when Teddy Foster was here from UPH, of that the investments into these venues shows how important and how vital the art scene is in this region, because you all wouldn't be doing this and putting the money in and making the commitment if it wasn't for the betterment and the fact that you knew you had an audience very excited about what was being done.
Yeah, I think that's true. And it's also really great to have a little bit of support from the state through the Alive Downtowns initiative. That's been very helpful to many of us. So I think that shows that there is an understanding that we really contribute to the vitality of our communities.
Do you, as executive director, do you still have to go into city, county, town meetings and say, oh, by the way, we're here and we account for quite a lot of what comes into this city?
Yeah, that's part of it, for sure. Yeah. We have to communicate what we're doing and why we're here.
But okay, I'm not going to cause trouble. it just seems to me that it gets obvious, right? And yet you keep having to remind people that, oh, we're this incredible engine. That after 5 o'clock, one of the main reasons that people are coming into this city to go to the restaurants and to pay for parking and do all these other stuff and have a drink, whatever,
right,
is because you have a show going on.
Right, absolutely. But we just have to keep delivering that message.
Leah Salonga is the big kickoff show, December 2nd. We'll be hearing from Leah with our Madeline Reynolds in just a few moments. But a great way to start off.
I think it's perfect. I think she's wonderful, and it'll be a great show, and we're excited about it.
Now, as far as what has programming been like and getting you ready, because you're still working on the place, so
sure.
How is that balance going?
It's going well. I mean, we are definitely programming heavily into fall of 26 and actually beyond. So that hasn't abated at all. We're still actively programming. We're thinking about the kinds of programs that we want to put in the new space. We'll do some musical and educational programs down there. So once we're really up and running, so I think that'll be another venue that will be contributing to the whole scene down there.
And the it has to be a relief for you. You came in on time, right? And everything, right?
You know, well, you know,
close enough.
On time in the construction business is, it's a variable thing. But we're pleased to be able to do the show.
I gotcha.
Yep.
All right. Well, John Elbaum is the executive director of the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. The reopening celebration is on December 2nd. TroyMusicHall.org for more information. John, congratulations on all the great work. Thank you so much for doing it for us and for the community. And we honor you. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Joe. You too.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAM.